Good morning, everyone. Nice to see all of you here in Sacramento.
Morning, Pete.
This is the business meeting of the Judicial Council of California, January 23rd, 2014. The meeting is now in session, and we will adjourn later today, approximately 2:55 p.m. So for housekeeping matters, as you all know, I remind you that our meetings are audio cast live with real-time captioning on the California Courts website. For the benefit of council members joining us by phone, welcome Presiding Judge Ellsworth and Angela Davis and our online audience. Please speak into your microphones and address each other by name so that listeners and real-time captioning readers can follow our discussions. Before we begin with our regular agenda, I want to comment on the significance of being here, that is, in January and February for our Judicial Council meetings. Since I became chief in 2011, the Judicial Council has met twice in Sacramento, most recently in 2012 to discuss the Governor's May revise, among other issues relevant to the branch. This year, as you know, we'll have two meetings in Sacramento, now our January meeting, and next month our February meeting. This will enable council members to conduct regular council business and to advocate with our sister branches of government for the necessary reinvestment in our judicial system. I know we had a number of productive and informative legislative visits yesterday where we had an opportunity to put our case there for our branch and our courts and to discuss issues around equal access to justice for all Californians with legislators and their staff. We had many voices sharing the needs of our branch and the public we serve, but importantly, we had one vision for our branch and for what the funding needs are for a fully functioning judicial branch. I thank the Judicial Council members for their participation in that effort, our Office of Governmental Affairs for organizing the legislative visits. I also thank the Administrative Office of the Courts for arranging the Judicial Council meetings in January and February here in Sacramento. And I look forward to continuing the dialogue and conversations with the governor and the legislature on our strategies and our needs. These meetings will not only continue in February, but, as you know, also throughout the entire budget process, culminating with the Budget Act in June. I believe our case is clear, and we will continue the collaborative process with the trial and appellate courts, judicial branch agencies, and our co-equal branches of government. So the first item on our agenda is the approval of the minutes of our December 12 and 13 meeting. I know you've had an opportunity to look at those. Is there a motion to adopt and a second?
Move approval.
By Judge Walsh.
Second.
Second by Judge McCabe. Matters approved. Next on the agenda regularly is my regular report to the council summarizing my engagements and ongoing outreach activities on behalf of the judicial branch since our last meeting in December. For this report, I'm going to take the liberty of not reporting chronologically or by topic or by audience or on all of the engagement and activities that have occurred since December 13. I am going to focus on a key issue that, in spite of improvements in the economic outlook and the related forecasts, remains a key stumbling block for equal access to justice for all court users. And as you know, it's adequate funding for our courts and our justice system. It was appropriate this week that we celebrated Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day with a day on, which has been described as a day to explore what Dr. King's legacy means to us individually and broadly in our community. And we took this time, as we prepared for this Judicial Council meeting and our legislative visits, to make the case for equal access through adequate funding for all of our courts throughout the state. Dr. King is often quoted, and one of his quotes is, quote, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere," end quote. That statement rings true, as we know, because we see courts closed, services curtailed. We hear reports from people in the courts ranging from domestic violence victims seeking protection to small business owners trying to resolve civil disputes. To address the access needs of all Californians as outlined in my vision of Access 3D, and to be responsive to the requests from legislators to show them the numbers, I launched a three-year blueprint for a fully functioning judicial branch at a press conference here in Sacramento last week. I also announced a plan for a Blue Ribbon Commission on the future of the judicial branch. There'll be more on this commission and its charter and its membership at a future Judicial Council meeting. The blueprint, which you've all seen, itemizes the reinvestment of $1.2 billion needed over 3 years to deal with the ongoing budget cuts to the branch since 2008. I welcome, as I know all of you do, the reinvestment in the governor's January budget proposal to the branch. But we all agree that more is needed this year especially and in the coming budget year ahead. I was grateful that many of our legislative colleagues could attend the press conference and speak on the topics of access and judicial branch funding. Senate President Pro Tem Daryl Steinberg spoke, as well as Senator Noreen Evans, also a judicial council member, Assemblymember Bob Wykowski. I also appreciated Assemblymembers Roger Dickinson and Luis Alejo's attendance and support, and Assemblymember and Judicial Council member Richard Bloom's comments on the funding need following the press conference. It was also important that we stood in that press conference shoulder to shoulder with people who really use the courts. Ms. Marcy Daniluk, who's previously spoken to council, Ms. Alzada Knickerbocker, and Mr. Travis Hauser, both small business owners here in Sacramento, who they spoke about how they have benefited from services and support that the courts provide, as well as with many colleagues and judicial system partners who were at the press conference, including Justice Vance Ray, Administrative Presiding Judge, Court of Appeal, Third Appellate District, along with a number of justices from the 3rd DCA, Judge Robert Glessman as President of the California Judges Association and member of the Judicial Council, Judge James Mize from the Bench Bar Coalition, Mr. Luis Rodriguez, President of the State Bar of California, Mr. Alan Zarenberg, President and CEO of the California Chamber of Commerce, Ms. Nancy Drabble, Chief Executive Officer of the Consumer Attorneys of California, Mr. Paul Kiesel, Co-Chair of the California Open Courts Coalition, Ms. Michelle Orrick of the National Federation of Independent Business, Mr. Tom Scott, President of California Citizens Against Lawsuit Abuse, Ms. Kimberly Stone, President of the Civil Justice Association of California, Mr. Brian Allison, representing the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, AFSCME. Also, Mr. Robbie Hunter, President of the State Building and Construction Trades. Mr. B.J. Susich, President of the Sacramento County Bar Association, and Ms. Mary Burroughs, Executive Director of the Sacramento County Bar Association. Many other Sacramento County bar leaders, as well as judicial council members, Justice Harry Hull, and I believe others, I think Judge David D'Alba, as well as many others, including a San Francisco contingency who happened to be here on the CJA bill. And once that was passed out of that committee, came to the press conference, as well as a San Diego judge who was also present from that hearing came to the press conference. We also had a number of other folks in the audience, including retired Justice Art Scotland, who's been leading the charge in Sacramento and has helped put together that book about the impacts to the Sacramento legal community as a result of cuts. It was a great opportunity at the press conference to show the diverse group of interests and disciplines and otherwise advocates against each other that support the common goal of equal access to justice for all Californians. As you know, and we know dearly, you cannot run the largest state court system in the nation on only one penny of every general fund dollar. Yesterday, I was pleased to attend the governor's State of the State address with other constitutional officers and statewide elected officials, including my colleagues from the Supreme Court of California, Justice Marvin Baxter, Justice Carol Corrigan, and Justice Goodwin Liu. I agree with Governor Brown's eloquent closing statement that we will build for the future, but not steal from it. And I look forward to the opportunity to constructively help him shuffle his deck of financial playing cards, because in a prior life, I know something about a deck of cards. Dr. King also said, the time is always right to do what's right. And the best way to solve any problem is to remove the cause. So I'm optimistic that through your and my and all of our ongoing advocacy efforts, with the support and collaboration of our justice system partners and our sister branches of government, we can continue to do the right thing and remove the cause of the problem with a reinvestment in a fully functioning judicial branch. That concludes my report.